This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tolme Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response.
There's a candlelight vigil planned tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the Capitol. Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the Madison shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that.
The Speak Up, Speak Out tip line has gotten more than 300 tips since its inception. You can submit a tip online or call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. The holiday season is portrayed as a time of joy and celebration, but holiday stress and anxiety can impact your mental health. It's best to focus on what you truly enjoy instead of trying to meet unrealistic expectations.
Only spend what you can afford. Make a budget. Plan ahead. Recognize that there are alternatives to spending.
Janet Wimmer is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the picture-perfect holidays portrayed in advertisements and media can lead to frustration and increased stress when our expectations don't always align. She said it's important to plan ahead and set boundaries to maintain your mental well-being during the holidays.
Choose carefully. Don't be afraid to say no to invitations to party or bring something to eat or bake something or bring a gift.
Choosing the activities and traditions you truly enjoy will help protect your time and energy this holiday season. The Enbridge pipeline spilled 70,000 gallons of oil in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. Enbridge said the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge Cambridge station. It was estimated 1,650 barrels, which is equivalent to about 70,000 gallons, went into the ground. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line likely was leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana. People noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels.
Fire departments in central Wisconsin are reminding people to keep the wreath green. Many of our local departments have a green wreath displayed outside their fire stations. Every time there's a structure fire in the county, a red bulb is installed on the wreath. The goal is to prevent the red bulbs from showing up. It's important to prepare your home for winter fire safety. Make sure you have working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Check your Christmas lights to be sure there's no exposed wires or loose light bulbs. Avoid using extension cords whenever possible. Don't put your Christmas tree near any heating sources and water it daily. Unplug your lights when no one is home or when you're sleeping, and don't overload your outlets. Also, be sure to keep candles away from any flammable or combustible material. The 17-year-old Lincoln High School student who died in a car crash last Friday will have funeral services this week. Casey Rampton was killed in a car crash near Auburndale on December 13th. The 17-year-old driver was injured, as well as the 26-year-old woman driving the other vehicle. Casey is survived by her parents, Chad and Amanda Rampton, and her brother Logan, along with many other family members. Casey will be remembered as a dedicated friend, determined competitor, and a remarkable artist who touched the lives of everyone she met. A visitation will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Herman Taylor Funeral Home, and another before the funeral on Thursday. The visitation will begin at 9 a.m. and the funeral at 11 at Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Lisa Hale has more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
The DNR is encouraging outdoor enthusiasts to be safe engaging in winter activities. We may not have any snow for snowmobilers yet, but ATV and UTV drivers also need to be aware of changing ice conditions. Check with local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops for current conditions. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But it's and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a rough go over the second half of season 5 on Yellowstone. In the first episode of part 2, producers killed off the main character John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner. A fine how do you do for his welcome back after a hiatus and tension between he and executive producer Taylor Sheridan. And in the season finale, a major character was also killed, polarizing the audience. The New York Post reports that social media reaction has compared it to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which also wasn't popular. Home Alone is on most people's favorite list when it comes to Christmas movies. The film is so iconic that Kevin, or Macaulay Culkin, actually thought about purchasing the home, which is in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's North Shore. The house has only been sold twice since the film was released, and this time sold after only a week on the market for 5 million smackers. Culkin said he was seriously considering it, but got busy with his kids. Sounds like he's much more attentive than his movie parents. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors, and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.